Dictation for Lionel, L-I-O-N-E-L, Endres, E-N, D as in David, E, excuse me. Endres, E-N, D as in David, R-E-S, July 1151. Address as a letter to Dr. Jeffrey, J-E-F-F-R-E-Y, Kabir, K-H-A-B as in boy, I-R. 953-5339. Dear Dr. Kabir, consultation Mr. Endres, progressive renal failure. Kidney function has changed progressively for the last 4 or 5 years. Baseline creatinine was around 0.9 to 1. Up to May 2021, since then there has been a slowly progression with a faster pace since October 2024, fluctuating between 1.4 and 2.2. The most recent chemistry is from November, creatinine is 1.6, representing a GFR of 25. He has a history of uric acid kidney stones, follows with urology Dr. Mills, M-I-L-L-S, at Midland. He follows allopurinol for treatment. The last stone spontaneously passed within the last 2 years, with gross hematuria, presently not active. He has history of prostate cancer with surgery done and suppressed PSA. His major complaining has been of claudication symptoms, has followed with vascular surgeon, Dr. Constantino, C-O-N-S, T-A-N-T-I-N-O, Doppler shows no significant peripheral vascular disease. He's been an active smoking within the last 5 years, progressively cutting down, with the last day of quitting yesterday. He has a strong urge craving, but is going to fight it. Apparently, Farxiga was discontinued not long ago. Concerns because of the chronic kidney disease. He's eating well, has gained some weight, denies vomiting, dysphagia, no abdominal pain, no diarrhea, bleeding, prior colon cancer resection. Urine without cloudiness or blood. He tries to keep hydration. No gross edema, no discolor of the toes. There is weakness on lower extremities on activity, not at rest. Some knee discomfort, less extent hip discomfort. Denies chest pain, palpitations. He has chronic dyspnea. No use of oxygen, CPAP machine, or inhalers, no purulent material hemoptysis. He has an ascending thoracic aneurysm that has been followed by vascular. Next paragraph, the past medical history, long-standing hypertension, diabetes the last 20 years, no gross retinopathy or severe peripheral neuropathy. He has a negative cardiac cath in 2021. He's not aware of heart abnormalities. Does have an ascending aortic aneurysm, presently not symptomatic. A smoker, but no documented hemoptysis or pulmonary function test. Prostate and colon cancer as indicated above. denies the event thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, denies TIS stroke, denies chronic liver disease. Uric acid stones as indicated above, denies sleep apnea. Next paragraph, surgeries including bilateral length implant, lower back surgery back in the 1980s, colon resection 1 foot, prostate surgery, left total knee replacement, right knee scope, multiple surgeries, both hands for Dupuytren, D-U-P-U-Y-T-R-E-N contracture, a fall ice condition with trauma to the right clavicle, fracture and damage to the soft tissues around the right shoulder repair. Within the last 3-4 years, rupture appendix with surgery, gallbladder, anterior approach, cervical surgery, hemorrhoidal surgery. Next paragraph, he started smoking since a teenager, as high as 2-3 packs per day. The last 5 years has been winning himself down, last date yesterday. He stopped drinking daily about 2 years ago. Next paragraph, reported side effects to aspirin, naproxen, amoxicillin, nabumetone, N-A-B-U-M-E-T-O-N-E. Next paragraph, medications include allopurinol, Lipitor, HCTC, thyroid, lisinopril, metformin, metoprolol, Prilosec, Plavix, potassium, off glyburide, off Farxiga, off Zetia, was causing diarrhea, off Flonase. Next paragraph, family history. His father was my patient on dialysis. Next paragraph, review system as indicated above. Next paragraph, on physical exam, weight 232. Blood pressure 128.58 on the right, drops to 108.58 standing. On the left side, one blood pressure 130 over 60. No respiratory distress, weight 232 obese, normal eye movements, length implant, multiple crowns, no mucosal abnormalities, no facial asymmetry, no expressive aphasia, no dysarthria, no palpable neck masses, no thyroid lymph nodes, lungs are distant clear, no pleural effusion wheezing, no arrhythmia, obesity of the abdomen, no tenderness or masses, no major edema, non-focal. Next paragraph, chemistries from November, GFR 45, normal electrolyte acid base. Calcium was high 10.4, although this is the first time. Glucose in the middle upper hundreds. A1C 7.3, PSA suppressed less than 0.02. Last urine sample, April 2025, the presence of glucose. I wonder if he was on Farxiga at that time. No blood, no protein. There were few bacteria, no white blood cells. Prior normal B12, low vitamin D, 25 less than 30. Normal thyroid. Prior ferritin normal. High triglyceride, low HDL. Normal cholesterol, LDL in the 70s. Last albumin creatinine ratio negative, less than 30, last year. A benign polyp colon, March 2025. I want to mention a CT scan urogram, which was done March 2025, bilateral stones without obstruction, no masses, no malignancy, evidence of enlargement of the prostate. Reported severe lumbar spondylosis, as well as avascular necrosis of the femoral heads bilateral, normal liver, severe atherosclerosis of aorta, next paragraph, a CT scan of the chest, no contrast, October 2025, mild emphysema, the ascending aortic aneurysm, 4.5 centimeters, extensive coronary artery calcium and plaque on the aorta, prior right-sided hemicolectomy, next paragraph, arterial Doppler, lower extremities, November last year, no significant disease, neck artery Doppler, less than 50 on the right, 50 to 69 on the left carotid, close to normal echo, 2021, cardiac cath, March 2021, no significant obstructive coronary artery disease. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Progressive chronic kidney disease, presently stage 3, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or volume overload. A person who has a number of risk factors, including diabetes, hypertension, and extensive atherosclerosis. No evidence for obstruction or urinary retention. Blood pressure in the office, low normal with evidence of postural blood pressure drop. This could be effect of medication, but also potential autonomic neuropathy, question related to diabetes. Prior urine sample, although is some time ago, did not show activity for blood protein or cells. All blood tests will be updated, including urine sample. If persistent, no abnormalities, blood protein or cells, that will indicate no evidence for glomerulonephritis or vasculitis. We will update PTH for secondary hyperparathyroidism. We will update cell count to make sure that there is no anemia. it was normal back a year ago. In the differential diagnosis, we have to consider renal artery stenosis. We'll see what the new chemistry shows, further diagnostic procedures depending on results. Incidentally, given the negative workup for peripheral vascular disease to explain his symptoms of claudication, and given his prior lumbar spinal process all the way back to 1980s, you might consider pseudoclaudication, and if indicated, checking for spinal canal stenosis or neuroforaminal abnormalities. Radiology mentioned a vascular necrosis of the hips. That might be also in the differential. He will discuss this with you. Avoid anti-inflammatory agents if possible. Also discuss a length with the patient. We'll follow.